It is 1960, and you are dining on a starched white linen tablecloth with gleaming silverware on Maryland crab soup, bone shad, and strawberry shortcake. You have chosen this fare from a menu of 4 or 5 appetizers, 8 entrees, 11 vegetables, all fresh, not frozen, 6 desserts, including pies and hot breads, freshly baked on the premises, and perhaps a dozen salads. From the balcony comes the soft dinner music of Jack Lederer and his orchestra, an entirely civilized dining experience. And you would think we are in one of Ballmer's more expensive restaurants, but we are not. We are in one of Ballmer's least expensive restaurants, the Oriole Cafeteria, one of several depending on the year. For more than half a century, eating, dining at the Oriole Cafeteria was a quintessential Baltimore custom. On Sundays, the church crowds filled the cafeteria to overflowing. Recall John Dunnock, son of founder Reginald Dunnock, quote, "The Oriole Cafeterias were the very first cafeterias in Baltimore. My father heard of a self-service restaurant in California, and he decided to try the idea in Baltimore. He opened the first Oriole at 36 South Calvert Street, then at 22 Light Street. Over the years, Mr. Dunnock would expand to open Oriole Cafeterias at 306 North Howard Street, North and Charles, 17 East Baltimore Street, and 5100 York Road, and the last at 7011 York Road. He closed the last Oriole in 1975 because there was no one in the family to take over. Mr. Dunnock adds, "It turns out in those later years that people seemed happy with hamburgers and colas and french fries, and the faster they could eat and drive away, the better. The end came for the white cloths and silverware, and somewhere back there we stopped providing live music to dine to," end quote. By the 1970s, all of the Oriole cafeterias had closed, and the fast food places had taken over. But Mr. Dunnock had it right for old Oriole habitués. Somewhere back there, the music stopped.